Sir, what it do, what the business is, man?
Call it another week in the books. Mark it down, write it down with your pen and your pad. Guess what it is? The On Deck TV podcast.
Yeah, man. I am Animal Brown, Animal_Brown. If you're looking for me on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook.
Yeah.
What else is left, man? There's so much shit I don't know. I think that's it.
I don't think people are looking for you on any of those.
That's a lie. I'm sought after out
mediums,
here.
But Gucci Man Instagram is very funny.
I got you on that. In his Instagram or his Snapchat?
Snapchat.
I got you on this shit.
You seen it?
Yeah, I put you on.
Did you?
I said, hey, man, you should follow Gucci, man. He's funny.
Actually, you did not. Shout out my girl, Cash. She put me on it from the Mover series that we used to talk about in the opening. But, man, how was your weekend, man? What you have going on? You watch LeBron, your little point check. Speaking of Snapchat, you got a little walk-off. You got a little victory in there. You want to do a little lap around the studio or something?
Nah, because I said Cleveland in six. I was off by a game. It happened in seven. It's all good. I'm glad Cleveland got one. I mean, I'm glad LeBron got one, man. I'm not a Cleveland fan. If y'all know me, y'all know I fuck with the Pistons heavy. But they beat us, so shit, I might as well root for them, for the team that beat us.
Big sports weekend, man. Big sports weekend. Big Game of Thrones weekend, man.
Did nobody watch it? Everybody watched
the episode. Shout out my Game of Throners out there.
Yeah,
shout out
the
Coach Locke. You know what I mean? Shout out everybody that watched Game of Thrones. Epic episode.
We good.
You know what I'm saying? But speaking of epic episodes, let's get to FSP, Full Sport Press. J-Hove, Coach Locke. How Weezy on the boards over there.
What it do? They new episode is up, man. The NBA draft, the mock draft, that's crazy. It's already here.
People still care about the draft.
Yeah, yeah. Your team high up in it every year, so you should care.
My team's not high in it every year. And
lottery pick.
And if you've been checking the Vegas odds, we top five to win it next year. Let's go.
Yeah, bet on that then. Have fun with that.
I mean, we top five.
Bet on that if you want to.
Vegas knows, man.
Go bet on it then.
Vegas knows.
Put the house on it, man. Fuck it.
I might when I go out too. I might.
Also, shout out Ladies Room, man. That new episode is up, man. 2-year anniversary. A lot of anniversaries going on, man. 2 years strong.
Congratulations.
Much respect, man, to Rizzo and Anne-Marie. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. Y'all check out the Ladies Room. Also, man, new podcast alert. Shout out J-Hove, man. Me and J-Hove got together on the Fresh for Dummies podcast, man. It's just like a how-to, man, on what's cracking in these fashion streets. Y'all check that out on SoundCloud and iTunes, all that shit. Follow us. What's the dead damn Fresh for Dummies on IG, man. Appreciate the feedback too, man. Good looking to everybody.
Yes, sir.
What jumped out to you this week, man? Oh, hold on. Big Boy episode, man. Playing off of the whole Rocco Future fiasco that's going on. We had to go down in the rap book history, man, and see what some of the biggest fallouts was, man. Two friends that turned foes. So we got a Big Boy episode up, man. But first things first, what jumped out to you?
And it's a common theme. It's a common theme is the reason why we want to touch on it too as well. Like Future Rocco, it seems as if there's more to it than that. So we want to look at that a little bit and see like what we can get into. But what jumped out to me, let's see. I don't really like it was a weak news week, man. But if I'm gonna pick anything that jumped out to me, man. I guess I gotta go with, let's see. I'm keeping y'all in suspense, by the way, on purpose. I don't want to start here because I'm gonna rip it. The first trailer of that Tupac movie was released. All Eyes on Me.
Shout out to the Tupac movie. Finally, man. The trailer was about a minute long.
This is the fourth one.
The fourth what?
Tupac.
Not the biopic. Biopic, however whatever. You say it.
Yeah, whatever.
It's the first one, man. It was a minute's teaser trailer, though. Don't get too happy. It didn't show too much.
Or nothing at all.
1 to 10, man. Where your excitement level is after watching that?
0. And I will leave it at that. The dude that's playing Pac looks like him. Hill Harper had a cameo in the trailer, but we have no idea what role he's playing in that. If I'm going to see a Tupac presentation, I would rather be like an OJ that just went off. Give me that.
Another documentary? Then that's what you got 10 of already. You need another documentary?
It ain't been done like that. Not in a 5-part series, but we got people talking like about
Roots.
Everything. I don't need Roots.
That's 5.
Tupac and Roots ain't the same thing.
Like a 5-disc DVD?
However long it took them to do OJ. Like, I don't care if it take a month, nigga, as long as we figure out who killed him, just like we figure out OJ killed Gail.
We already figured out
who killed Pac. We've come to the conclusion.
So, yeah, most
I mean,
definitely.
You think that, but it, I mean.
Nah, it's all weird. We already know who killed Tupac.
Yeah, we'll get in that later.
Everybody know that.
What stood out to you?
Actually, a little bit more about the Pac movie, man. Oh, okay. It's supposed to be coming out in November. Listen, to me, the trailer looked better than Notorious already. That's
Ooh,
number one.
This is going straight to DVD.
And I'm cool. Like, dude look like Pac, so that's half the battle. But like, if I walk in that movie, man, and then nigga start talking and he sound like nigga fucking SpongeBob, like I'm gonna be hot. Like, that's, you have to sound
it's
like
too
him,
much
though.
To go. It's too much that can go wrong with a Tupac movie, like especially All Eyes on Me, that period of time when he was most popular, I believe. Like, It ain't a draw. Like, it's rushed. It's like right around NWA. Dude might look like Pac, but like you said, we got a sound problem. And it just, okay, tell me this. Where's the interesting story during that period?
During what period?
That whole period that we're, like, what does it cover?
Oh, and I don't know. From the trailer, it looks like he was young. In some of it.
That's what I'm saying.
And then
so
it
like,
showed him getting
we're
shot.
Going from young, see, like.
That was Mano, by the way. If y'all catch that, that was Mano with the pistol.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know specifically what time period it's covering. I don't know. If you ask me where should it start.
This is too much.
You can get a lot in 2 hours.
If we doing 2 hours, let's start when he get out of jail.
So that's before he got shot at Quad Studios. You're not showing that?
I mean.
You're not showing him coming up under the Black Panther?
That could be poor. What? That could be part two. But I would rather more so see like what's associated with the mystery and people wondering about the end. Maybe it's something different that you're going to show in the movie that you ain't necessarily seen before. I'm more interested in that. And they like the beginning, like show me that in the prequel, like in another movie. But I'm cool off what they're presenting right now. I ain't with that. I just don't want to see it.
Yeah, that shit gonna be fed. You'll be there. I'll be there. Nah. Everybody will be there. Same people that was in NWA will be in this. I'm just glad it don't look cheap. I was hoping it wasn't gonna be on some straight to Netflix shit.
I'm definitely
but it looked
good.
It looked good though. But I'm still got some skepticism on it. Man, I seen your boy Meek Mill off house arrest. Man, he was shaking
over the
weekend. He's off house arrest. He can put out music now. He can move around. He can get out of Philly.
That was, 3 months? That wasn't even a long time.
About 3-4 months, man. He finally done shook the little goddamn monitor off. My question is, what does Meek Mill need to do to get back to me and Meek Mill? What's his best case scenario now that he is free, quote unquote?
Retire.
That's how he get back to Meek Mill?
Just forget it. Yeah, he should just forget it. Just live off of what he done, like, forget it, dude. Like, yeah, I mean, ain't no more Meek Mill, dude.
Man, first of all, he got new management. He got Rock Nation behind him. So now he got, I hope, some competent people guiding him in a certain direction.
Who in his inner circle would change because of what happened with Drake? I mean, if it happened to you, okay, people made a mistake, but you're not changing those people that are close to you. So your next step as far as being Meek Mill, you're going to be that. Like, that's it. Like, you've reached your peak already. To your own fault, you've reached your pinnacle, to me. Go ahead.
I mean, I don't know. I think he's still on a team that's – look, he got a deal. He still has a platform. He still has some relationships. Like, people like Khaled fuck with him still. And Khaled is as big as anybody in the world right now. So at the very least, he can hop on that Khaled single or the album and still bring out some shit. They working on that Maybach 4. I don't know how many people care about it, but they are working on it. And they got a slept on song out right now, though, because that Make It Work is banging. That's my workout shit right there. In the gym, I get that playing. It's on. I'm lifting whatever in there. All
that. I threw up in my mouth.
Let's make it work. Jesus. So listen to your management. Don't listen to your yes men. And Meek will be fine. Like, time heals everything, man. Like, people don't forget about the Drake shit already. People started taking shots at Drake now because they didn't like views. And then they was back on his dick because 4PM in Calabasas was fired. So, like, bro, that shit changed like the weather, dog. He'll be all right. Put out good music. He'll be straight.
For superstars, it changed like the weather. Just like LeBron now, 3-1. Everybody hate him. He win, that he king. Like, Meek Mill is not that, dude. He's like Kevin Love. Like, you might get traded next year, dude. Like, we might not even be signing you back to MMG.
It might not be the worst thing, though.
I'm not even saying that that's the worst thing. It's saying, I'm saying towards his value. Like, your value is what now, right now? And what can you do to make that better other than being
and he still has right by Nicki? That's why,
exactly. You're going right into my point. What value do you have to make it better other than being right by Nicki? Like, that's what you selling for? Like, come on,
that's bro. A good person to be right by.
Well, I mean, but that ain't you, though.
She always gonna eat.
That's not you. It's not Meek Mill. It's Nicki.
That's she, like saying she, that's not Beyonce, that's Jay. Or that's not Jay, that's Beyonce. It's one and the same at a certain point. At a certain point.
Not at all.
I don't know if they there it's yet.
Not at all.
Yeah, it's because when people see Jay, they see Beyonce. And vice versa.
Where?
Not just in, period.
But Meek Mill stands in the arena of hip hop. I'm speaking of, like, even when you bring Nicki in it, because she's hip hop. Not with Jay and Beyonce. Like, Jay is like the ultimate in hip hop. Like, you can take Beyonce away. Like, he ain't gotta be like married to her. He gotta be married to her for the other shit, for the title shit, for the shit that like the white folk know about. Like, he don't need her for the hip hop shit. Meek Mill needs, he needs Nicki for that. Like Jay, like Nori, or you listen to podcasts, anybody say like Jay still making calls like to niggas like, hey dog, like what's, y'all got these stories that y'all telling wrong, and niggas are quick to apologize. What I gotta do to make it right? Oh well, let me get Jay on Fat Joe's song. Speaking of Nori and his podcast, even when Memph Bleek was like the line on Blueprint was incorrect when he was lost. When he said I lost 92 bricks, had to get them all back, and he said that was Hov being Hov. Hov called him. He was like, "No, ain't no Hov being Hov, my nigga. If I said it, it's fact, and you know me, and you shouldn't have been on Nori shit saying that." So I say that to say, like, Hov got the ultimate call in hip hop. Meek ain't got that, never will have that, and the only reason that he would be relevant is because of Nicki. So, like, what kind of existence is that?
No, I think he was relevant before Nicki.
I didn't say he wasn't. I'm saying right now. You asking what he doing right now. I'm saying right now. Like, right now. Is he?
If he come out with a hot song tomorrow, all that change. Because Nicki quiet right now.
Good luck.
But we know she ain't got no competition. You could be quiet when you ain't got no comp.
Remy coming, ain't she?
Nah.
She not?
Nope.
Remy ain't no competition for?
Nah. Unfortunately, no.
Wow. I wouldn't say.
And Remy Ma can rap, too.
She can out rap Nicki.
Man, you can't give me one solo Nicki, what's her name? Remy Ma song, bro.
I cannot.
That's my point. So, therefore.
People can't give me Ludacris bars either, but y'all call him a great.
I ain't asking for bars. I want a song. Just give me a song title or an album. Do you know the name of her album?
She wrote, I don't give a fuck about
it. That's my point.
I'm just saying she's a better rapper. Like, just because I'm not a fan don't make her not a better rapper than Nicki. I don't know the name of Nicki last album.
You can be a better rapper, but you
I don't know the name of Nicki last album, though, That devalues that point.
That's just on you not knowing the game out here.
What?
But
I don't know the game because I don't know Nicki's, but hers is different. They both female rappers. I don't know the name of Lil' Kim last album. I don't know the name of Foxy's. I don't know the name of none. I know the name of Rhapsody last album because she can rap now. Like I know hers, but that's what I choose to listen to. That's what I'm saying. So like, I feel like
bar for bar.
Wow.
And if she was competition, you would know something about her.
No, you just said she was silent out here, and Remy Ma just did all the way up, and she ripped it like,
bro, it's not nobody's checking for that. People checking for that for whole verse.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying she can out-rap Nicki Minaj. That's all I'm saying.
That don't mean she got competition.
All right.
Just because you can rap better, there's 100 people that can rap better than Nicki Minaj. What that mean?
You're absolutely right.
I don't mean shit. People don't care about that no more.
I think she might be some competition for her.
Ain't no telling, man.
In the future.
Man, look at Troy Ave, man, dodged a bullet. No pun intended. Literally. So he had the murder charge dropped. But he had 5 more indictments. 1 for attempted murder still. And 4 for criminal possession of a weapon. Are things looking up for Troy now that the big dog charge is knocked off?
I mean, it depends on what you mean by up. He gonna do them 2 years regardless for that gun, I believe. If I'm familiar with New York City gun laws, all the rest of that stuff, I don't believe it matter. He ought to be able to afford a nice enough lawyer to get the other shit dropped. But he definitely gonna do time for that gun.
So these indictments. So this is just them formally charging him. Like, what's the next step? He's still in jail. Can he? What is he doing?
He should be able to make bail if they give him one. If they give him a bail, then he should be able to make one. He's been indicted. I don't know if he has a bail or not. Once he gets out, he can, like, you know, stay in New York, make sure they probably throw a little bracelet on him or something. But as far as when he go to court, nigga, man, that stretches shit out for 2 years, man. And he going to go to jail for this one day, but it ain't going to be all five of those indictments. It's probably just going to be the gun charge. And the quicker he just, like, fess up to that gun charge, the quicker he'll probably go to jail and get out. Or he can fight it, go to trial and all that shit, and they'll probably give him time for all of it. But I doubt that happens. He'll probably cop out on the gun charge.
How do you have 4 counts of criminal possession with 1 pistol?
You know what I'm saying?
I don't understand that, but I don't know the law like that, though. I need answers.
The district attorney will throw whatever they need on there. That's going to make your bail higher. That's going to make you have to pay your lawyer more. And then that's when it's just like the system. That's the system that they talk about. Like, so you give me this 4 counts for 1 gun. What'd you say? Right,
criminal possession.
Criminal possession, 4 counts of 1 gun. Like,
I don't get it.
Criminal possession of him having a gun. Like, he might have some weed on him, or whatever. When they found him, they're different criminal possession charges. So, like, I don't know what else besides the gun that they found on him. But most of this shit gonna get threw out of court because you have a nice lawyer and you have to take the gun charge and go from there.
Things looking up. Then you come out of that with 2 years. I guess that's a win. I'm gonna be honest.
Not for Troy F.
Nah, that's a win.
Nah, you just said last week he old, dude. He 30. You
the come out, Charles, he 33.
Oh, he got even worse. He come out 35. Niggas ain't even checking for him now.
Two years fly by though.
Yeah, come on, dog.
2 years fly by. You know how quick that shit goes.
No one cares now though. That's what I'm saying.
That's funny.
Like if you got to go 2 years, man, you're gonna be just like another New York underground rapper or something. Like, what is he? What would you classify him as after he gets out in 2 years?
It shouldn't be hard for him to attain where he at now. That shouldn't be hard to do.
No growth in 2 years in jail.
Hey, that's better than 25 with a murder charge. Is what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. All things considered, that's a W in these certain circumstances. That's best case scenario. Them 2 years you talking about, he'll be fucking happy as fuck he get away with that shit.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
But he didn't kill nobody.
He didn't. Yeah, stop that. New York, so, NYPD, stop that shit.
Right. So,
shout out to my guys, the trendsetting Migos. They officially deaded the dab.
It's only they can.
Not too long after Cam Newton said he wasn't going to do the shit.
Right. Now Cam ain't doing it no more. We're going to dead it.
Yeah, so Migos have officially deaded the dab. My question is, because I know you love the dab, can you think of a more milked dance hype? Like, I feel like that shit was, dude, that shit was every fucking where.
First of all, I believe Michelle Obama just put some up dabbing today. So she overrode the Migos.
It's impossible.
I promise Michelle Obama has a dab pitch out there. Michelle Obama is dabbing in the White House with like 6 other women.
A new one?
Yes.
Nah, I think that's old.
You've seen Michelle, you've seen her dab?
I think so.
No, you have not, nigga.
Did she just bring it back?
First of all, you just didn't believe. No, she just dabbed today in a picture with some girls or something.
She brought it back to life then.
If Michelle Obama dabbing, it ain't dead. Like, come on.
She just overruled. She just vetoed.
She knocked that. If we're going to the butterfly.
What?
The butterfly. Oh, I got you.
Oh, shit.
This is the ultimate overall.
What's that?
The TL, then the slash. Too legit to quit, dude.
That was that shit, though.
And you'll still do it today.
Too legit.
You can still do too that today, to and quit. People will know what that is, dude. Yeah, the too legit shit. To quit is the dance that never died.
That was
dude.
Before social media. So
that was before everything. But you still get the. You can still get a meme with the too legit to quit, dude, and know exactly what that means.
Hands down, the most milked dance other
it's
than
too
this
legit
dab.
To quit.
was the young jock motorcycle shit. Nigga, you want to talk? Who was that doing it? Tom Cruise? He did it on Oprah? Like,
too,
bro.
Everybody did Too Legit to Quit, dude.
Everybody did this bullshit.
Sports. Like, everybody. Everybody did Too Legit to Quit. Talk show host. News anchors. Nigga, that TL, like, Slash. Nigga, Hammer murdered that.
Everybody didn't do the motherfucking Young Jock.
Oh. Whatever that's called. They tried.
Fuck.
I mean, the Tom Cruise was big.
That was huge. And was Tom big. Cruise was major through that gap.
Tom Cruise.
On Oprah couch and shit?
Well, Tom Cruise is crazy, though. Let's admit that right now. He's probably, like, the only white person that would have did that.
I fuck with Tom Cruise.
Right then. There's plenty of white people that dabbed.
This is true.
Right.
Let's get to that music break, man. New shit coming from your boy Jeezy, man, featuring 2 Chainz and Future. Brand new shit.
Real quick before we get to that, T.I.'s daughter got caught going through Atlanta Airport today with a pistol?
Last week, but yeah.
Last week? Yeah, we ain't say nothing about that, but I just wanted to comment on that. That was like, is Tip going to take a charge for?
How? Was he there?
Yeah.
It was in her purse. They gonna, yeah. He gonna say that was his bag?
Tough.
That was my Louis bag, shawty.
He put the pistol in her purse.
Shawty, that was my Louis bag, champ. Bruh,
he put the pistol in her
champ. Purse. We rock now, Louis bags, what, champ.
Did they give her any time for it since you know it was last week and it was in her purse or anything? What have they said about it since? Yeah,
she's been released. She was released Friday.
What they say about it since? Because that's a federal gun charge.
Yeah, nothing. She just said she forgot it was in her big ass, quote unquote, big ass purse.
Wow.
Or T.I.'s big ass purse, according to you.
No.
Can we get to this music break, dude, with these AT aliens, man? Jeezy, Future, 2 Chainz, man. It's called Magic City Monday.
Nando, car full of ammo, Abracadabra, Magic Orlando, hop up out the bando, hop up out the Lambo, got my Cuban links on, they gon' need a passport, I'm doing the dashboard, pay 300 cash for it, used to have a glass like it came off the back door, came in the back door, skin color brim, man, the bitch keep rubbing on me, I'ma turn into a genie, get that Magic City flow, got that money on the floor, I'm so close to the club, I them the park on the floor, there's a line at the door, niggas lying at the door, hit the hotel suite and put the sign on the door,
This we ain't playing about the money, we got them wrapped up like a mummy, that presidential looking sunny, feel like a Magic City money, ain't no the player, we ain't nuts on the player, they wanna see a nigga fire like the game. No, I stay smoking good, steady ballin' on these suckers. Young baby, I suggest you do the same.
That's that check running through the machine. I got the retail on it. By the time I get it, you got detail on it. We got the fish scale on it. By the time I get it, you got seashells on it. I got a rest now. Walk on the roller and bust down. After I flood up my razor, go jump in your bitch and then jump in the fart. You know what I represent? Everything I was bumping, it gotta be fun. We rev it up like a mama finessing and revving a gun. I got a plug on a girl, but I know you tell her. I gotta sit on you first. Cause I know you jealous. I had to jump out the coach. Now I'm fully developed. My phone status absolutely top back, no roof. It's such a round for the street fair. They I never have a clue.
Bitch, we ain't playing about the money. We got them wrapped up like a mummy.
Man, that was a new Jeezy Magic City Monday. How you feel about that? Can that shake Magic City is the question.
That definitely will shake the shit out of Magic City. Will not lie about that.
Yes, yeah, alright right though.
Future ripped it. I liked Jeezy always, you know, he murders it. Like everybody did that thing on him. My nigga Chainz, of course, had the best verse, but you know, we gonna go on. But
every time I wanna count Jeezy out, cause I'm gonna be honest, like when I first hear a new Jeezy song, I'll be like, man, this reminds me.
Rick Ross fan.
Nah, it just remind me of shit that I done heard from him before. But by the time I got to the end of that, I was like, okay, I'm fucking with this. And that shit, like you said, it's going to sound good.
Yeah.
In Magic City, and there's a dime piece hanging upside down, surfboarding on somebody else.
Oh, my God.
I ain't been to the strip club in so long down here. It's amazing nigga move down here and don't go to the strip club. But when a nigga move, live the way, though, nigga, every visit I had to hit it. So I may pay me a visit to Strokers, man.
A visit might need to be had, though, just to be honest.
Shit. All right, man. We back, man. Look.
Slithering into that this week. Right. Man.
Biggest fallouts, man. Fallouts happen left and right in hip-hop week. There's 100 examples.
And. Oh, go ahead.
I'm just going to say, we're just going to narrow it down to just a handful of ones that stuck out to us, man. And just discuss, like, what, number one, what's the problem? Is it avoidable? Who faulted? I mean, like what's really good?
And what we mean by fallout, like, we went into detail last week about this. It was one of the quick hits. What we mean is, like, people that you see together, they come up in the game. One of them's big, maybe the other's big, maybe one's not as big. Just like relationships in which you thought were authentic, you thought were genuine, you thought people would build upon and be successful together in this music industry, and it didn't happen.
Right.
For it be one reason or another, and we're going to get into those reasons right now, like the topics that we discussed at the On That TV podcast. Thank you very much. So, like, in your opinion,
for sure,
why do you think Cash Money, No Limit, Rough Riders, Bad Boy, why do they have the continuous problems of the turnover they have?
I mean, look, it's two things. And it could be with a group, like you said, Cash Money, a full label, or it could be between one and two people.
Mm-hmm.
It's two things. It's money and it's communication, period. Mostly we're dealing with our African-American males. African-American males are not the best communicators between each other. We live by the whole.
That's a blanket statement. I ain't taking it. Nah.
I'm just coming out what I see.
Nah, I ain't doing that. I can't.
I'm going to be honest. We not. Now, I'm going to be honest with myself. You don't have to. You can be like, no, I'm an excellent communicator. That's fine.
No, I'm not saying I'm excellent, but I wouldn't paint that picture and say that African American males aren't.
I'm not saying 100%, dude. Like, nothing's absolute. I'm just speaking in general.
That's a broad statement to say, but go ahead.
Generally speaking.
Okay.
And if you're honest with yourself, then you'll know what I mean when I explain this.
No.
Like, a lot of times we live by the what's not said is understood type creed, and that's cool when it's your homeboy and y'all play Madden every day. But when you and your homeboy come into millions together, that logic doesn't always work, and lines get to blur, and everything's not black and white. Shit starts to gray, and people don't talk to each other when it comes to shit that they feel on their mind. That's why Rocco is like, damn. That's why Future's like, damn. Rocco calling around asking what I'm instead of coming to him, as they normally would have done when they probably didn't have no money.
Mm-hmm.
That's my point. So when between money and communication, people not knowing how to react, people not knowing how to express how they feel, and niggas not knowing how to take it, that's when this shit happens. And people that have been friends for 10, 15, 20 years fall out. And you'll see it in these examples. I guarantee you every last one of them has something to do with money, but that's okay.
I do think that I agree with you in the sense of I think that most of them had to do with money. But I gracefully disagree in the communication aspect. And I think that the communication aspect comes from arrogance as black males, not being able to communicate. It's not lack of a communication, because we're not dumber than any other race. Like we know how to communicate just how anybody else does, but it's an arrogance amongst ourselves.
So your blanket statement saying niggas are arrogant.
Let me finish. I just let you talk for 3 minutes.
But you cut me off and said, I don't agree with that. Before I explain what I was talking about.
That was your cutoff. You're welcome. You're welcome, my nigga.
I owed you a cutoff, dude, because I got one.
You get no another one, because I don't even know what you said right then. But like what I was saying. So it's an arrogance factor. I come up with Rocco, I look up to Rocco. That's my dude. That's my big homie. He put me in the game. Lord knows what he spent on me. Lord knows this. Lord knows that. I start popping, and I'm just using Future for an example. I'm not shitting on him at all. I'm speaking of a No Limit artist. I'm speaking of a Cash Money artist. I'm speaking of a Rough Riders artist. I'm speaking of a Bad Boy artist, or whatever it may be. Like, if it's in the sense of Rocco and Future, where I come up and this and that. And you get the word that, oh man, Rocco calling around trying to figure out what you got paid for this and for that. I ain't mad at him for that, because I was right there when the nigga was paying this money out to get me featured on a show, or when he was dishing the money out to get my CDs printed up. So, as opposed to me saying, oh, you could have called me and asked me. Nah, my nigga, I'm going to call you. Like, it's fair to say.
Did that happen, though?
Do we know that?
No, we don't.
We can't say. We don't. Saying, we can't say that Rocco it was the one to be though. Like. That's what I'm saying. We can't say Rocco was the one to be like, well, what do you make off his and what do you do off
that's
it?
That's what
like,
Future said. Is he lying?
Okay, what did Rocco say, though?
Probably nothing, bro.
Exactly.
Which goes to my lack of communication point.
It's not lack of communication. It's just like, I've been in this position longer than you have, and I understand the game. I don't have to comment. I know how this go. I know how it's going to be viewed. I take the villain role, but I know I did my due justice in doing what I was supposed to do. You ain't got, like, I don't have to reach out to you because you signed the contract with me. You the one that's supposed to call and explain this to me. The fact that I gotta reach out and call all these other people, that's inconsiderate on your end. Because you supposed to be signed a label to me, and you supposed to be loyal. You supposed to be my nigga. But you going to do all this other sideways stuff and I gotta call and find out about it. Come holler at me.
That's what I just said, dude.
But you just said it on Future's end.
No, I'm saying a period. I'm just saying period. That somewhere there was a lack of communication, there was a bridge that didn't get connected, and you just said, why couldn't you just call me and tell me about these side deals and we could have worked something out?
I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. I'm just saying from that aspect of explaining it from both sides, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, Future got a side, but Rocco also has a side as to where it ain't just communication. It's like a respect factor or a masculinity factor. I would say more so amongst black men than it is with communication.
Yeah, now the pride and all that has something to do with
it,
for sure.
Pride got more communication to me.
But and like I said, that was one example. Now a few other ones like that we're gonna touch on, man. Like these people right here, these niggas was road dogs. Mm. First things first, like Gucci and Walker, road dogs. We saw, if you go back and look at old clips of Gucci, you see young short dread Walker standing right there. Like, we know who the fuck he was. He came out, he co-signed him something stupid. They did projects together the whole nine. And then I say about 2 years ago, 2014, 2013 maybe, when Gucci went on that epic Twitter rant and just like shitted on everybody from T.I. to Gotti to goddamn like Nicki. And then we're like, okay, like he may not have fucked with them. But then he threw Walker in there, he threw Walker mama in there. I was like, damn. So if you remember, Walker talked about it on the Breakfast Club during all of it. Remember when Gucci got to fight in the mall, like all of that time right there?
Squared up, man.
He squared up with a nigga in Lennox and like, dude, people were like, damn, what's really going on? So Walker took to Breakfast Club to speak about it, and he let you know how deep the shit really was.
I don't know what to call him. Is it former friend, former big homie?
Ice cream cone?
I don't know, man. What happened? Like, I didn't think it was going to get to this level.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, man.
He's on Twitter spilling family business.
You know what it is? Like when he talk crazy, like, I be seeing people like, oh, Walker disloyal. I'm like, how? I met this guy. I'm not trying to even talk bad. I met this guy in Claire Jordan's cowboy boots and sleeping in an old school Chevy. Like, he lived in my mom's house for 2 years rent free. Like, I gotta risk my life for this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just like, it's just like when you're not bigger than somebody, that basically like your sensei. It's like Bruce Lee and his sensei. Like, your sensei love you, but when y'all fight, when you whoop his ass, it's like, it's a different story. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like when I start going on tours, I start buying different cars. I'm not leasing nothing. I start buying different jewelry. Your conversation changed with me now. Mm-hmm. You can't lie no more. You know what I'm saying? It's facts. And I guess that crawl into people's skin. And like, when I come around, like, I get a little different attention than you. I be seeing that mess with his ego. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think he would go to that level, like cyberspace, you know? That's crazy.
Are you still signed to him?
Man, I be trying to buy that contract. He's a liar, man. He's surviving off that money. I don't blame him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Them ass kept checks coming.
He kept tweeting that he wants to buy Walker. Atlantic offered me $250. Come get Walker. Then he was like, I'll keep him.
Yeah.
Man, we just left Europe, man. I could use 2 weeks worth of Europe and pay that. Nothing about what I ever made in my career. I'm talking about that Europe money.
Right.
Summertime. I could pay him with that summertime money. He ain't trying to get rid of that little contract. I want him to eat, though. You know what I mean? I don't want to be out here looking like a bum. Right. I don't care how crazy he's doing, or I don't care if he jump off the roof. I don't care. If I catch him, it's going digital. I don't want to kill him or nothing. I just want to slap him a couple of times. Like a little brother, you know, like a little big brother.
It's just weird though, because every time you ask somebody about Gucci, you'd be like when 2 Chainz was up here, like, yo, Gucci was wilding on you. He was like, that's just Gucci being Gucci. Everybody's like, I don't understand.
I can't even let that rock. I ain't even gonna lie.
I don't understand it.
That's what I
asked 2 Chainz. I was like, how can you say that's your man and say that's just Gucci being Gucci when he saying F you and everything?
People just think he's gangster and how he really need medical attention, man.
I was going to say that because...
That guy lost his noodles, man.
I would think you probably are concerned, too, because he never
I ain't concerned. I don't care nothing about him. We ain't going to never be friends, ever.
So that was Waka expressing his clear frustrations at the Gucci main. How do you feel when people go on radio and or go on a public forum? And is that airing out dirty lines? Is he wrong for that? I've always thought that was clear. And I'm going to tell you why I bring that up. I just finished the OJ documentary. Mm-hmm. And all the people that were speaking on behalf of OJ and shitting on him, under their name, it said friend. But you couldn't tell. And I know they don't mean friend today. It meant like friend, like coming up when he was OJ.
Right.
But the fact that they going on the TV and shitting on him and like, yeah, I tried to tell him, man, put the coke down. But we all know that they was down there kicking one, and they probably just did this documentary for a little bag. All
right.
But that's not it. So I'm hot at them. Now, is that the same as Waka going on Breakfast Club and airing out Gucci used to live in a basement for free and all this type of shit? Is he violating man law with that?
No, see, I ain't gonna consider that violating man law. Like, I believe that in a situation like Waka and Gucci, it's deeper than rap or anything that he can go up on Power 105 and say. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like, even I think him being out today, they may not be the best of friends, but they probably don't hate each other. Like, it ain't somewhere like
some
he was talking about, like, I know where Gucci at and this and that in the different parts of the clip. If you go look up the whole thing, we may not play it for you, but he was like, oh, well, I know where he at if it was to turn into that. Like, they don't feel that way about each other. Because they, like, came up with each other. Like, you seen the young Waka, like you said, with the luxury.
Right.
Like when he was young. Like, that's who put him on. Like, his mama managed him.
Right.
Like, and Gucci know, like, she ain't steal no money from him. She may have, but if she did, like, it all came back. Like, I guarantee you he did something for it. Like he did something to get that stole. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is. And even adding on more to the fact, when 2 Chainz was on Breakfast Club,
yep,
that's Gucci being Gucci.
Right.
Waka Slick said that. That's Gucci being Gucci.
But he didn't like, he really didn't want to accept don't like that, it. Though. Like, yeah, he don't like that.
But the thing about it is,
I don't like that either.
And not to, I mean, but you may not like it, but it's a real thing. Like,
yeah, it's for sure.
It's a mental illness thing to me. Because, like, me and you stood out there and we listened to him tell a story about how he used to go record with niggas, find out where their studio spot was.
Right.
After the studio session was over, he would go back to their studio and rob them of the Pro Tools and the computers, right, and the keyboards and the mics and everything.
Right.
So niggas didn't want to have studio sessions with Gooch.
Right.
The thing is, and the point I'm trying to make with that, that's Gucci being Gucci. Like, if you signing up for this, if you want to be cool with this dude, then you signing up for that. I ain't saying it's right or it's wrong, but that's what it is.
Right.
It's like, when somebody like 2 Chainz.
So if he do some fuck shit to you, then you can't be like,
yeah, you can't be like, oh, I'm so shocked. Like,
right.
If him and 2 Chainz was like doing an album together and this and that, then he just stopped showing up. 2 Chainz, no, like, I should have known this.
Yeah.
I should have known. Goddamn, I should have known. Like, that's him, and he put it out there.
I
ain't mad enough for putting it out there.
Let me ask this. Does that mean when you say that so-and-so being so-and-so, uh-huh, are you enabling that? Is nobody like, hey, man, like, what are you doing, though?
Waka's doing it. Okay. 2 Chainz is doing it, I think. I think Deb is doing that. Waka mama, the manager, she doing that. People are holding him to that. I've been watching the Snapchat like we were joking around earlier. I think his gal is holding him to that.
Fair enough.
She's making him like, you not finna be this retarded motherfucker, like, reckless, doing this, doing that. Like, as far as what I've witnessed since he got out, like from the Snapchat, and that may be all fake. I don't know.
Yeah, it might be for the show.
But
it might
from
be
what I've seen, like she's guiding him in the right direction. Like, he talking proper and shit. Like, Gucci heard, he said a word today I ain't never heard. And that's impossible. Like, he said, I don't know if it was something beyond debonair, which I can't even explain. I know what debonair mean. I can explain that. But he said something else, and I was like, God damn. Gucci was in there reading about the goddamn dictionary, wasn't it? But with that being said, I feel like, when they say it's Gucci being Gucci, and like people trying to guide him in the right direction, and I feel like he got a good intentions with it.
So Flocka hasn't mentioned anything about Gucci since he got out, but his latest interview about late 2015, and I quote, he says, "We're always in a good place. I'd just say from a business point of view, it'll never happen. Just because the snake's frozen right now, when it thaws out, doesn't mean it's not gonna bite you. But it's under the rug. It is what it is."
Walker said they fighting. He said they fighting. Walker said they fighting.
Huh?
He said they fighting.
On what were
you
talking
about? On his last interview. He said they're going to fight on the Breakfast Club interview that you played the clip from.
That was from 2014.
You know what I'm saying? He said when he get out of jail, he said they are going to fight.
This right here was from 2015.
I don't care when it was from. I'm just saying they ain't fought yet.
They not fighting.
They fighting.
That should be entertaining. They'll put on Snapchat.
Fair one. Nah, it's like it ain't got. Like,
put on Snapchat, man. They Snapchat anything else.
Just fight.
Next, man, we got another high profile fallout, man. Jim Jones, Dame Dash. If y'all remember, 2015, 2014, they went back and forth on Instagram. Dame took a picture of him, Freaky Zeke, and Cam, and was like, "I'm here with the only original Dipset members." Jim Jones didn't like that. Went ham. Said he owed him $5,000, called him a culture vulture. Dame came back, and I guess he took the high road. He said, "Man, if I owe you anything, then you should address it off social media." Jim was asked about this on the Rap Radar podcast. Man, how are you and Dame right now? Let's get the update from Jim.
Where are you at with Dame these days?
Fuck Dame.
There you have it.
You heard?
No, because I guess the vamp life thing you saying.
No, I just stuff. Don't lie. I don't like. I don't. Where I'm from, we rob, we don't steal. You heard? Mm-hmm. And if I put my trust in you, I put my trust in you. If I put my trust in you, there's nobody that could come to me and tell me anything about you. Period. You dig? Because mm-hmm. I'm trusting in you that you're going to do the right by us because you my nigga like that. You dig? Mm-hmm. And then when you come to find out none of that was authentic, and nobody was doing the right thing or had you in mind when they thought they were doing the right thing, then, you know, all the lines get blurred. All right,
so we know how that was going to go when he started off by saying, "Fuck Dame." So they're still at odds. Again, what? Money. Yeah, you didn't just hear him? I mean, he's at odds with him. I don't know what Dame will say. Dame will probably go, "Oh, man, Harlem, we don't do this
Harlem,
in Harlem.
We stick together, man.
Yeah,
Harlem,
we stick man. Together yeah, in Harlem.
We men, man. We don't talk about motherfuckers on radio stations and shit, man."
But that's what Jim Jones said, the same thing. Harlem, we supposed to stick together. It sounded like a money issue, a trust issue. Again, I feel like if niggas talked it out, this would be a whole lot easier. But like you said, though, pride get the people. They don't want to talk.
Yeah.
So,
like I said, I don't think it's pride. And again, in this situation, I don't think it's communication. It's pride.
That's all one and the same at the end of the day, though.
Because
you don't say what you feel because you feel pride.
Okay.
So it's like it's related.
All right, Mr. Psychologist.
I'm breaking shit down, man.
Yeah, whatever. But
$25 an hour, I'll get you in there for the low. Go ahead.
It's disgusting. What up, Jim Jones? Just this week had a problem with Cameron.
Yeah, him and Cameron done kind of.
He got a problem with Dame.
For sure, that ain't going nowhere.
Like, relax, man, and do whatever it is that Jim Jones need to do to be cool. Like
vamp life, baby.
If it's vamp life, and he feel like that's gonna be successful, then run with it. But I just feel like fuck Dame Dash, and when he would the shit he put out there about Cam, like these niggas not worried about you, dude. You took your position as capo when this whole shit started, saying that these niggas were ahead of me.
True.
They're bigger than me.
True.
Like, you took your position as that when this whole thing started. So now don't try to be like, they shit on me and they doing this and they doing that. They set you up.
That is true.
You can't
true.
Be mad because they set you up.
But you can like, be mad if they bitching. Took some bread, though.
Huh?
He has a right to be mad if he nah, truly took man, some bread.
Like, listen, man.
Why do everybody 50, get bread took?
Bro, $50,000 in comparison to how Dame Dash set him up with diplomats and Rockefeller and those deals. He got an A&R deal out of that. He got a lot of stuff out of that. And you talking to me about $50,000, nigga?
$5,000,
but okay. It ain't even 50?
No.
Oh, my God.
He said he owned five.
I would piss in your lawn for $5,000, nigga, if I was Dame. You going to take me to court for that?
I don't know like, if they went to court, on, man. But this
now that's what I'm saying. Like, don't even address me about $5,000 with all the money that I've set you up to make, and that's weak to me.
I think he was.
And
he
I like, felt the and some, I like Jim Jones.
He felt some type of way because of Dame. He felt that was a shot there when he took the pick of him and Ziggy and Cam. He thought that was a shot. Talking about these are the original. I'm with the OG, the only original diplomat members. On like he kind of went out his way. To like shit on Juelz and Jimmy, it seemed like, and I think he took that personally. And look, dude, yes, you put me on in the game. Yes, you gave me the tools, and I went ahead and I worked too. Mm-hmm. Jim Jones worked his ass off directing them videos, putting out his own project, having his own hits. So let's not act like it was handed to him, and he was just like, "Oh, thanks, man. You can go ahead and rape me now."
Nah. If you working too, then don't mention me. Continue to work and your money gonna come. Just like I had to continue to work when Mace was over me and I was doing all this bullshit for him, and I feel like I wasn't getting what I deserve, dude. It's a time thing. Like it comes, like it's a rite of passage. Don't try to overstep the rite of passage, dude. Like Jim Jones was set up perfectly. Don't come talking to me about $5,000. Like, nigga, that's a mortgage payment for some niggas, dude.
Five stacks is five stacks.
Man.
Unless you Warren Buffett.
Nah, bro. Nah. Like, five stacks is...
It's
different if you Warren Buffett, but it's also different if you Cameron or you Jim Jones. If, like you're not... Like, if we friends, like, these niggas, like you said, short dreads, short braids together, $5,000, that's what we talking about? Man, get out of my face.
But you got to understand what they can do with that $5,000.
Bruh. Bruh.
He can buy t-shirts and flip that to $15.20, bro. So it's not bruh, just five
come
stacks.
On. I give you t-shirts. I got a printing company. I got all this set up. That's what I'm saying.
It's the
like,
principle, dude.
No, it's not.
Your friend not
it's
supposed
not
to hit
the
you
principle.
For them five.
It's the ego is what I'm going back to saying. It ain't got nothing to do with the principle because he know, hey, if I need 5,000 t-shirts and I want to flip these, Cam got that for him. We got this shit set up. Dame got that for him. They have businesses like that set up. Like, don't come to me talking about $5,000. No. It's impossible if we grew up together that you doing that. Say, hey, I need this rent. And then if I be like,
maybe that happened.
That ain't what he said.
That's
though.
True.
That's
we
not
don't
what
know.
He said. He's talking about $5,000. I'm true. Talking about putting a nigga in a position where you can make way more.
Hey, I'm just saying, when you on that level, them what you can do with them five and how you can flip it, it's not just five no more.
If Jim Jones need $5,000 to be on that level to flip it, do all this and do that, man, he need to stop.
I think people expect more from their friends.
Bro, $5,000, that's drug money, dude.
People expect more from their friends, though.
$5,000 is drug money, though. That's nothing. Like, that's what you go buy, like, weed, like that's a pound of weed.
Maybe he
dude.
Really wanted to get high.
Nah, fuck that. What I'm saying is, like, before it go to social media, before it do any of that, if you Jim Jones in this small $5,000 dispute,
it's the principle.
You are smarter than that. That's why you supposed to be my capo. You supposed to be my right hand. You supposed to be my guy. You feel like I got you out of 5K. Come to me with a plan. Be like, look, this is what I got going on. I'm trying to get this, and this with Vamp Life or whatever the fuck he had going on with Chrissy or he had going on with the reality show. Come holler at me. Author, whatever it need. Like, you need some producers. You need some MTV looks. You need me to give you some context. I do that. Whatever it is that'll generate you some funds, I got you. But if you come to me talking about $5,000 cash, like money that I owe you, my nigga, get out of my face. Don't ever come to my house again, dude. I'll mail that shit to you. Wait for it, dude. Mail. I'm gonna mail the cash to you. Man. Get out of here, man.
And the third, probably highest, well, one of the most highest profile fallouts, I guess. But this is a little different because they didn't grow up together. Mm-hmm. But this is the game in 50 Cent. Now, 50 Cent kind of tried to build the family atmosphere over at G-Unit. It was called Unit, as in, all like, right. Together. We all know these niggas. We all know who he was more loyal to in the end. Like, niggas like Yayo and Lloyd Banks, who they kind of grew up with. They got a history. He met Buck on, what, a bus with Juvenile. Game was kind of shoehorned in by Dre because Dre didn't know what to do with him. But at the end of the day, the image that they were portraying was that we all tight. All
right.
We all know how that happened. 50 Cent, Game had a big falling out. Had an incident at the radio station. Most recently, Game was asked about the fallout with 50 Cent on Larry King. Let's get his up-to-date thoughts, and then we'll discuss the actual fallout.
Munzer60 on Instagram wants to know, how is your relationship with 50 Cent now?
I haven't seen him in about 8 years. So.
Was there a rift?
There was a rift. We had a shootout.
Oh.
In New York, in front of a radio station. So I think...
Guns.
Yeah. It was a little bit more than a riff.
Why?
Egos, young, dumb, ignorant, who knows.
Who drew first?
The Game.
You drew first?
Yeah.
The Game. Nothing happened out of that? No crime? No nothing? No charges?
Nah, no charges.
All right, so that was Game on Larry King. He even referenced the shootout. He said he drew first.
Oh, my God.
So I think we all kind of saw this coming, man. Those are two, like, alpha-type dudes. Like, they believe that they are their own boss. Game know he can do it his way. 50 think it should go his way. Whereas niggas like Banks and Yayo were cool falling in line a little more. Like, all right, that's cool. We'll do that. Game was like, nigga, I don't want to do that. No, and then 50 felt some type of way because he think he contributed all the bangers on his first album. A lot of people say that was really Slick 50 album. So he like, nigga, I just put you up on, got you 4x platinum, and you going to turn around and shit on me? So that's how they kind of fell out. So this really actually wouldn't have nothing to do with money as much as the others.
Mm-hmm. True. I don't think it was money. I think it was lifestyle. With this one, in my opinion, I reference what you said about YG and about how you feel like he just try to be too gangster. Right?
Yeah, he do. I had like 5 people hit me up and be like, "Hey, man, you were spot on with right, that YG right. shit."
And I get what y'all are saying. Like, you referenced the Toms. He had
on. Oh, my God. He was at a fashion show with Kanye with a bulletproof vest on and Tom shoes.
Okay.
Bruh.
Right.
If that's not the definition of taking yourself too seriously, I don't know what it is.
Okay. Right. But, bruh, that's California. That's Game. That's YG.
Okay.
That's Nipsey.
Nah.
Yes,
nah.
It is, man. Nope. That's Dom Kennedy.
No, I've seen Nipsey in person and have hollered at him in person, and he was 1,000.
No,
he
wasn't. I'm not saying no. I'm not saying in the sense of where nigga carrying himself like a gangster, but that's the lifestyle that they come from. So,
for sure.
Where YG is from, that right there, that's all the way 100. It ain't doing too much or nothing because literally. From what I understand, where you from, when you walk out, you can get killed and you murdered on his block.
For sure.
So, like, him having the, like, vest on, that's a representation of Compton. That's me. That's what I want you to see from me.
You had a fashion show, bro.
It doesn't matter.
You're in the safest place on earth.
Okay.
In a fashion show.
And let me get to my point.
It could literally, nothing could happen in here.
Right. Nothing could happen here, but it's a representation of what I'm from and what I want you to know who I am.
So, Game is on that?
Yes. 50 didn't want him to be what he was. I want you to fall in line with what you said about this unit shit.
Right.
Everybody following behind me. I'm the general. Y'all the soldiers. You from the West Coast. I got it locked there.
Yep.
You from the South. I got it locked there. These my two niggas from here. No, that's not what West Coast living is about. That's like, that's not it. Game can't fall into that line.
Yeah.
So that's why they clash. Like, if 50 wanted to be the general of G-Unit, like, Game ain't a soldier. He ain't a lieutenant.
He an alpha.
Yeah, like, I'm the nigga, like, right. In game, man.
Right.
And that comes from the living in California. You feel like where he from and his whole, what was it, Black Wall Street.
And he
that,
got a story, too.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Exactly. And that's the point I'm getting to. Right. Black Wall Street, the people he got, the A&E story. There's no way that I'm anybody's lieutenant.
Right.
I'm the big dog. Right. So I can't come to your crew and be like, I'm the lieutenant. It don't work.
Right.
And it got a lot to do with where they from, and that's why YG act like that. That's why Kendrick act like that. That's why most of the people from that city, like from the West Coast, act like that, because it's constant violence. They knew that shit before we did, like before Chicago, before all those other places. Like, they was like about it. That was it. Sure. That was their way of life. So, like, we can't say that they faking or they acting too hard, because I truly believe that, like, when YG throw that vest on with them times, like, the times are red to represent what he do.
Slide on times.
They red, though. They was red. Let's not get it twisted. And, like, with the vest, like, I understand it, though. I don't think he doing too much.
That shit crazy.
Like, I compare it to, like, a recent Kevin Gates post that I seen and the bullshit that he was saying. Did I send you that? You see that?
You talking about the joke?
The interview where the nigga was,
yeah,
like,
yeah, was a joke though.
Was that a joke?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Somebody, well, you know how nigga be when T.I. use big words, people be like, this is, yeah, how he would answer.
Okay, I thought Kevin Gates really did that.
Nah, he, but that's how his shit be. Nah,
did he not do that? Okay. So my comparison anyway was, like, I compare what YG does to what Kevin Gates does in interviews. Right. Really, bro, you just like, come on, dog.
That's my
point. I get it.
No.
I get it, but like, really, come on.
Look, nobody is saying that anybody is faking it. Or like, nah, that ain't, let me be clear. Like, that ain't what, oh,
okay,
I'm saying.
You just saying you don't like how he carries it?
I'm just saying he sometimes, look, when you're in the Breakfast Club, you're on your radio promo for your second album. You have your PR lady and your fucking publicist with you. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. You're 3,000 miles away from Bompton. And you're drinking a fucking cafe mocha latte fucking with extra caramel and whipped cream from Starbucks, dude. Bruh. You can relax. That's all I'm saying. Now, and Game, okay. I feel you, though. Game is the same way, because Game used to do that shit, take himself way too seriously. Everything was extra deep, raspy voice. Everything was hard. I drew first. Bruh, you can relax now. You have a house in Calabasas, bro. You can, it's, but, cool. But you can, bruh, chill out. You made
it's the mindset, though. It's where they're from. It's like, it's just like what we were talking about with Chief Keef when we talk about the interviews.
Right.
It's early Jeezy. You know what I'm saying? It's Rick Ross prior to Rick Ross wanting to be a mogul.
Right.
That's what it is.
So, like, you say, why hasn't Game grown out of that then? Because you would think with, like, age that because Jeezy has grown out of that.
Right. He has.
He's opened up more.
Yo Gotti has
grown out of that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Even Rose, to a certain extent, has grown out. So you would think Game at 36 would have grown out of that. And but you know what, though? I'm not gonna say he hasn't all the way, because I just watched the documentary over the weekend that was on A&E.
Right.
It was good. He said he had some real insightful shit on there. And he wasn't, in my opinion, trying to act too hard and none of that. So I'm not going to just say he's still.
It was a good documentary.
It was solid. But I watched YG on Viceland with the therapist, mm-hmm, and he was still sitting right there like, man,
But look, though, bro.
Like, bro, like, damn.
YG's 28.
You're talking to a therapist, bro.
He's 20 what, though? like, bro, you talking about a nigga that literally, if we are to believe his story, 4 years ago was just gang banging, looking at every car coming down the block like the motherfucking Vice series that we seen, dude. Right. Like, you literally talking about a nigga that that's post-traumatic stress.
I agree with that.
He still ain't over that, dude.
That's fair.
The nigga just got shot in the studio last year.
That's fair.
He don't know who done it. He got a song on his CD. Like, I don't know if my homie set me up because I ain't talked to him.
That song was
the
fire,
niggas had
dude.
The gate to the code. I don't know how they did that. Like, he literally is, like, still like that.
That's fair.
So, like, I can give YG a pass. Game, I have no explanation for you.
Right.
But a nigga
other
like YG, but a nigga like YG, I would never step and say he extra at this age and at this point, especially with what had just happened to him, what he going through. And I ain't gonna lie, very good promo. Great promo.
For sure.
This is a very good idea.
Yeah.
Very good rollout. Who shot me? All of that. Great.
Tough.
Great idea. I commend you, brother. But with that being said, though, like, I get it, though, because he ain't like, I'm not 10 years removed from that, like Game is.
Right, right, right.
Like, I'm like a nigga just broke in my studio and tried to shoot me.
I might have been halfway out until I just got shot.
Right, like I might have been like with Tom's on and had the polo on and been cool. Like, I might have been that, had a nigga not just tried to kill me.
That's fair.
Like, he's still from that. So, and like, I give him a year or two.
So that's,
he got to get his house in Calabasas.
Right. So that's, and I can understand that, though. It may be an L.A. thing. Who knows?
It is.
Before we hit this music break, man, several honorable mentions that we ain't got time to go in deep. Y'all know Big and Pac fell out. Y'all know they was cool at first.
You got Meek and Wale on here. I don't think it was a fallout. I think the Cameron, yeah, that's true. Cameron and Jimmy Mace is big.
Cameron and Mace fell out too, though.
But Cameron and Jimmy,
that ain't really blew all the way up yet.
That's big. But
it's too late. They passed their prime for it to just be that big of a deal right now.
Wayne and Birdman.
Wayne and Birdman for sure, definitely. Obviously. But we don't talk about that too. Nauseam.
Yeah, that's a nauseam.
So yeah, man, y'all hit us up on the Rap Chat in Facebook. Let us know, man. Give us y'all biggest fallouts, man. What shocked y'all the most? Like,
give
damn.
Us y'all biggest fallouts, and also give us y'all groups that stuck together. Shout out the Lox.
Shout out the Lox. Nah, they still here.
Right, they all done separate shit, still doing separate stuff. Still doing interviews together. Opening juice bars. Like,
I think they keep it
in different names, like with each other as the Lox. Like, shout out the Lox.
But
man,
listening to them on interviews, bro, I truly, honestly think that they on the same page because they talk about shit. Though, I think they keep it 100 with each other, bro.
They said that in their last interview.
I believe they said it.
The reason that we're so cool now, like, cause I can always tell Styles and I can tell Luch, like, man, you bullshit.
I think that's what be missing.
And a lot of people can't tell their friends, like, man, you
bruh, look at Meek. You gonna tell me somebody told Meek he was bullshitting when he was recording that Drake diss? Nobody told him that, dude.
Or did he not listen?
That's fair too. We never know, but I doubt highly that somebody said
to me, Meek the type of this. The type of nigga that just ain't gonna like.
He may not have listened. That's very possible.
He might have kicked the nigga out the crew.
That's even worse. Man, quick music break. You know how we do when we get to surfing on Spinrella.
Yeah.
We looking for unsigned people, man. When we find somebody that sound decent, we like to play them and give us our opinion on them. Since Cleveland won, it's only right we pick a Cleveland artist.
Cleveland nigga, man. The dude with the Kyrie Irving song, man. His name Lil Cray. But the song that we're playing is Lil Cray. What's the title? What title?
It is Indicted. We're going to play Lil Cray Indicted, man. Let's see what it talk about. And we're going to give our opinion on it, man. Check them out.
Let's go.
I prayed to God last night and then I woke up indicted. Told my girl that I'm in love. These hoes don't get me excited. These hoes see a little money and they ass get excited. Took a gram of that Molly and it got me excited. And I like when I'm on top, but I just love when you ride it. And I love it when you smile and I just hate when you cry. I done told you some shit in the past, you knew I was lying. But baby, I am not lying when I tell you I'm trying. I'm just thinking, thinking, thinking while I'm drinking. Met that girl on Monday, we fucking by the weekend. He sleeping, she creeping, on a man she cheating. They happy all on Instagram, well looks can be deceiving. Riding, I'm riding. Baby girl, I'm sliding. Niggas say they looking for me, but I am not hiding. You like it, baby girl, don't fight it. And we back together, so it ain't no point of fighting. I'm on house arrest and turn my room to a cell. I can't even cross the street, it's like my house is a jail. Niggas say they happy for me, but they praying I fail. Same one you on the shelves, where they give you a shell. Every day I'm missing Bray, but I can't see him again. And since God took you, he just blessed us with twins. And I'm turned up just like Reese, I swear I'm missing my twin. I ain't seen you in so long, can't wait till we meet again. I'm just thinking, thinking, thinking while I'm drinking. Met that girl on Monday, we fucking by the way.
Alright, man, we back, man. That was Lil Cray.
Lil Cray.
Indicted.
Check that out, man. He got a tape on Live Mixtapes and Spinrella and all that good stuff, man. Check him out, Lil Cray. He got a song called Kyrie Irving. Like I said, that's his hit, the Cleveland stuff. Since they won the title, we decided to show him a little love, man. So y'all check out Lil Cray. And guess what? This is the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, how about your boy Animal Brown? Shout out Lil Cray. I've heard the Kyrie Irving song before.
Mm-hmm.
And we pulled this up. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
you said he had potential. I tend to agree. And plus, Cleveland is fairly empty on the music scene. Like, who's listening to MGK? Let's be honest.
Man, I was listening to that Power Circle.
Who? Oh, was Stolly and them? You said, my Maybach?
You said Stolly and them, which is amazing.
I mean, I said that because he's from Cleveland.
He had no business on that song.
Yeah.
So it was crazy.
You want to come out from Cleveland, man, now's the time.
God.
But nah, this sounded solid, though, man. Shout out Lil Cray, man. Keep doing your thing, bro. Real shit.
Yeah, you better than Stolly.
You're way better than Stolly. No shots, but right I'm now. Just being honest. Quote of the week. Man, this is amazing right here. Yo, boy.
Yo, boy.
Bow Wow was on Vlad TV.
I'm going to get you a shirt to say, yo, boy.
He was on Vlad TV talking about various things that Bow Wow fans would care about. It's only one thing I gave a shit about that he mentioned.
No way, niggas. Why is Vlad interviewing Bow Wow?
Ain't no telling.
Okay.
He said he's talked about losing his virginity at 15. Now, who he lost his virginity to? Like, first of all, y'all listen to this first, and then we're going to get back to it.
There was, a story about Esther Baxter.
That's true.
Okay, I guess she denied it for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know why though. She doesn't need to. It's cool, man.
Okay, so Esther Baxter was the first.
That was the first girl I ever had sex with, ever in my life.
Not a bad first, right there. Fuck, I got it. The baddest yeah, chicks ever. Of all time,
and,
really.
And it's not even to be like disrespectful. Like it was just a question that was asked. You know, when you hear about your first, I mean, that's something. Not really meaningful to some, it can be, but it's a highlight. Like you should never really forget your first.
Right.
I think that it wasn't that she denied it. I just think that she didn't know, and she didn't know.
Okay.
That she was my first.
Okay.
She, you know, you thinking Bow Wow? Oh, he's probably been fucking since 12. Right. Not the case. You know what I'm saying? Once again, it was a situation where my back was against the wall, and I knew if I didn't handle my business as a man during this time, I'm a fucking loser. And I cannot let the woman know that I've never... I was J. Cole, pretty much. Like, that's pretty... I was J. Cole. I didn't want her to know. I'm acting like I know what I'm doing. As soon as I was done, I called my bodyguard. No bullshit. What I do? What I do now? I'm done. What do I do? What I do?
Really? Esther Baxter? Do y'all know what she looked like?
First of all,
cover of King?
Esther Baxter's a 15.
1 to 10, she's a 15.
Easy.
Period.
Okay, so she was 17.
She was 17, he was 15.
He was 15.
Yes, he was on his second album at the time. He claims he had never smashed his two albums in. I don't believe him, but I'll take his word for it. His first album came out when he was 13. Snoop brought him on stage. He was like, hey, he should have fucked that night.
This explains a lot about Bow Wow, though.
Because you're trying to recreate the Esther Baxter experience.
I mean, was his mama like around or something? Like,
nah, Jermaine Dupri was taking care. I mean, his mom was his manager.
What took it till you got to 15 to smash?
And you Bow Wow.
Yeah, like you Bow Wow, dude.
I guarantee Grown. You he was smashing before then.
Are you thinking lying?
Yes.
For Jermaine, what? Why?
He don't want to put it out there like Jermaine had a 13-year-old fucking. He ain't trying to put it out there like that.
Okay, so you think he's trying to protect?
Yeah, for sure. He ain't gonna throw him under the bus.
And it
like
kind of looks good if you're saying Extra Bastard was the first bitch.
Exactly. When it was really probably somebody from fucking Akron.
It was bitch backstage.
Right. Some
dustball, groupie. Some dustball.
But it sounds amazing when it's Extra, and that's Joe Budnick's gal too. Further on down the line, not
ain't
at the time.
Do it.
But you know Joe Budden resume though. Joe Budden. So if you don't know what Esther Baxter look like, you know Joe Budden resume. So you're like, okay,
yeah,
she got to be right. Bad.
Good point.
He lying though.
Dude, you just gonna do him like that?
Fuck it, he lying. He smashed the phone. He smashed the night Snoop brought him on stage. He was 8. He fucked.
So did he fuck her at all?
Yeah, oh, yeah, 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 okay, yeah.
But it just wasn't his first.
No. It just sounds
so he lying about his first.
Yeah, man. He forgot. I don't know.
That's Bow Wow-ish. I take that.
That's very Bow Wow-ish.
Yeah, I take that. I have no disputes with that. I believe 100% what you're saying. And Extra Baxter will probably tell you that she thought it was his first time.
He thinks she thought that he had already been smashing.
That's impossible.
You trying to say he's
I'm just saying it's impossible. I'm leaving it at that. I'm just leaving. Extra Baxter.
You have an open invitation, Extra Baxter, to come on the show and explain.
Yes, you do, but not you, Bow Wow. we will have Extra Baxter here, like wherever you. We will make accommodations.
Nah, we'll pull up.
I ain't pulling up nowhere. We'll make accommodations. Yeah, I'll pull up at the accommodations we make. W12. Anywhere where you want to be in downtown, dude. We'll do the interview from there.
Shit, new music, man. Wale
bottles
dropped.
Bottles will be on deck.
Wale dropped the mixtape, man. Summer on Sunset.
Just send us your rider.
Have you got a chance to listen to it?
What? Wale?
Yeah.
Hell no.
I did. It's not. I don't like it, though. I'm going
to
be honest.
I was listening to
Lil Cray. That Wale ain't nothing. He got a couple on that song with Cam. It's banging. But dog,
he got
like,
a couple of songs with Cam?
No, hell no. Uh-huh. He has a handful that are solid. The song with Cam is fire.
Oh, okay.
But the tape itself, I'm not fucking with it. I like the little theme, though. Like, him moving to California. He got all these celebrities that leaving him voicemails. Like, man, I heard you move to California. It's a cool concept. I get it. But it just, the tape, the song sound like throwaways, though. YG, Still Crazy, is out.
I like it.
Bull, Bomb, and Belective.
I liked it. I like the YG album. I like the song with Drake. I like the Who Shot Me. I like the intro. I think he's being very creative on this album.
YG raps better than I thought, though.
People. YG is a lot better rapper for us creative than a lot of people thought he was. I like it.
Yeah, he caught people off guard with the first album. A lot of people was like, damn, I thought this was... Because his first song was called Tooted and Booted a long time ago when he first came out. People was like, what the fuck? Like... Nah, we good. But he can actually rap, though.
Yep. And that game, Streets of Compton.
Yeah, he got some heat. Game got some heat on there.
He has a song called Death Row Chain.
Fire.
Fire.
That's on fire, dude.
Fire.
Not going to lie.
Y'all know how I feel about Game.
You hate on him a lot. That's true.
I really don't fuck with his music, but he's a cool artist. I don't hate at all. That right there,
that's banging. Y'all check that out, man. What you got on deck for the weekend other than stalking Extra Baxter?
Actually, man, I got my guy Poe coming down, man. We getting some stuff together. You know, we doing the things, trying to keep it moving. Get some more production credits under our belts over here at On Deck TV, man. So y'all look for new things from us in addition to the good podcast that y'all had, Fresh for Dummies, man, to get it cracking.
Absolutely. What am I doing, man? Any movie? Oh, Independence Day come out. I'm going to fuck with
There's
that.
No fucking way you going to see that.
Yeah, I'm fucking with that. Independence Day, the part one, a classic.
Why are you going to see dumb shit like it and don't watch Game of Thrones?
It's going to be straight.
It's fucking amazing.
I don't fuck with no Dungeons and Dragons.
Game of Thrones, but you would go see Independence. Is Will Smith in it?
Nah.
What the fuck?
I really. Will Smith is 60. I don't want to see it with Will Smith.
Will Smith
63, dude. Why would I want to see
him? Independence Day if I'm not going to watch
it? It's a cooler sci-fi alien flick. It's summertime, man. It's the type of shit that kick off.
I got
big
a smoker
budget shit
in my backyard. I will be grilling again, throwing some on there, getting right, just like this weekend when you got right over here. Act like you didn't. Man, oh, yes.
You attempted again. I mean, look, you got an E for effort, dude. You can keep trying. One day you'll learn how to get this shit right.
Bro, listen. When your plate's clean and you licked it,
now I lick my plate.
It was good.
Now nice. I lick my plate.
You have to social media. Like, hold on though. Do we got time?
For sure.
DJ Cotton. Everything doesn't come from Memphis. And if y'all don't know DJ Cotton, I want to take this time to plug the Rap Chat. Plug, like, y'all come holler at us on Facebook. We have great conversations about the Rap Chat. Some of them about trap rap.
A little bit of everything.
The word slaw came up this week.
For sure.
Some people didn't realize that slaw originated in Nashville.
I don't know, though.
I mean, you don't know, but
yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm taking credit for this. And So Lame and Wack, slaw. Some people saying they ain't even know it had an acronym. Yes, it does.
Right.
And I ain't going to say it originated with the acronym, but it was not an internet thing. Like, the So Lame and Wack was put on it in Nashville, in the streets. Like, so don't, like, I know other people have said slaw. I heard Project Pass said
it. Maybe it's a Tennessee
tape.
Thing, though.
It could be a Tennessee thing. But Cotton trying to just strictly take Memphis credit for it.
Hey,
we can't
man,
do
know.
That, Cotton. Cotton, you have to get down to the A and you have to get on the podcast because there's too many discrepancies and a lot of the stuff that we debate. So we you're a welcome guest.
Shout out to Cod, man. He dropped gems on the motherfucking rap chat.
Most definitely. We appreciate you listening and commenting and adding to it, man. Much love for that. And, but Slaw's an Asheville thing.
And man, with that, again, we appreciate y'all listening. Go to iTunes, rate, and subscribe. Thank you, everybody that checked out all the new shit. Again, Ladies Room, Full Sport Press, Fresh for Dummies, man. It's a network. We're working hard over here.
More stuff coming soon.
Absolutely, man. Fuck with your boy.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.